As I got in the car and headed out to Frederick to speak with Mayor Randy McClement, I saw both Ravens and Redskins bumper stickers, but was taken aback when I asked whether this was a Skins or Ravens town.
This town is a conglomerate of all different things. One thing you did throw in there is this is also Steeler country.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, terrible towels in Frederick?
I really think in this area, you're really pulled away from Steelers fans more than Redskins fans. I think you drew away from Pittsburgh to Baltimore as Baltimore got better.
Channel 9 GM Mark Burdett says that's a big reason why they carry the Ravens game, every single one they can, because the D.C. burbs are littered with transplants.
And we're not in this to take Redskin viewers away. We're right in it just to serve the people that are interested in the AFC.
And the mayor notes the relationship the Ravens had with McDaniel College also won over some fans. When it comes to baseball, you definitely see more Orioles fans, and another strategic decision by the team in Baltimore helped out.
We have the Frederick Keys, so the vast majority of the alliance, I think, for baseball in Frederick is with the Orioles, because having the farm team for the Orioles gives you that little pride, too, of being your hometown.
After my shock of the strong Steeler support in Frederick wore off, I don't know if it'll ever wear off, got back into the car to check in with Howard County executive Ken Ullman. Howard County, right in the middle of the state, and a place where he grew up when Baltimore didn't have a football team.
You went to Centennial High School, right?
Yep.
Okay, when you were going to high school, were most of the kids there Redskins fans?
So most of the kids were Redskins fans, or you'd have your little contingent of people that had picked the Packers to be their team, or the Dolphins, or some, right, or the Cowboys, yeah, because they wanted to rebel against the Redskins. But it was the majority Redskins.
And if you went to Centennial High School today, would you still see the amount of Redskins fans that were there when you went to school?
If you went to Centennial High School today, you'd see 85% Ravens fans, my guess.
Quite a change in the 20 years. Ullman says a lot depends on where you are in the county, and a certain quarterback with Roman numerals at the end of his name.
The more south in the county, if you go to like Reservoir High School or Hammond, you get more people from the Washington area, so you'd probably see more of a 50-50 now with RG3, maybe. People at Redskins fans are coming back, but there was a time there where even the southern part of the county, you'd see more Ravens fans, frankly, because of the success of the team.
And the county isn't just divided, but some households are split as well.
I got a neighbor across the street who's got a big Redskin helmet painted on his basement, and his kids are Ravens fans.
And when it comes to America's pastime?
Baseball is interesting. Baseball, it's still the Orioles, but it's also a function of the Orioles finally having a great season last year, making the playoffs. I certainly see a lot of Nationals hats, and so I would say that it's a function of the success. Last year, with both the Nationals and Orioles making the playoffs, I saw a ton of Orioles and Nationals stuff. So I'd say 60-40 Orioles.
Ullman, who is running for lieutenant governor, is in that 60%. He's an O's and Ravens fan. Last year, lost a bet with PG County executive Vershawn Baker. When the Skins played the Ravens, he was forced to sing Hail to the Redskins in an RG3 jersey.
Hail victory!
I lost the bet, because the Redskins beat the Ravens. I had to wear an RG3 jersey, sing Hail to the Redskins, and pick up trash on Sheriff Road outside of FedEx Field. But we all know that I got the last laugh.
And the haze in the barn! The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions!
Let's bust out the crab cakes. Let's feast.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll head to Annapolis and even the beach.
Is Annapolis a Ravens town or is it a Redskins town?
It's probably.
Find out tomorrow. Brian Neiman, WBAL and WBAL.com.